So broadcast and recording, and then, okay, let's see, how do I make you the host?
Well, I'll go ahead and start the meeting while you do that. So welcome everyone. This is a meeting of the Kensing Fire Protection District Finance Committee. We are meeting by Zoom on Thursday, July 16th at 2 p.m. I will call the meeting to order. Director Domer.
Here.
And President Stein, I'm here. And Mary Morris Mayorga, our interim general manager, is here. I'm looking, and we have one member of the public on the line in addition to the three of us. So I think we're ready to go ahead and get started. And Mary, I don't even think you have to worry about, oh, I'm the host now anyway. Yeah, I only need for calling on the public anyway. So the first order of business is public or board member comment on any item that is not on the agenda. We do have a member of the public. Please raise your hand if you have any comment on any items that are not on the agenda today. Okay, seeing no hand raised. Don, did you have anything that you wanted to bring up on items that are not on the agenda?
I do not.
Okay, I don't either. So I think we can go ahead and get started. So the first item of business is to approve the minutes of the March 2nd and May 22nd Finance Committee meetings. And Mary, the minutes are in the packet. So I guess I have a question about the March 2nd minutes because there are some blanks.
Right. And so
go ahead.
These are minutes, and we actually have this in our letter of dispute for invoices for RGS is one of the items. I did ask if they had any information that they could give me. Glenn did send me staff reports, which really, they don't give me times that things occurred. So I would suggest at this point that we don't approve these minutes since I don't have the information to fill those gaps yet.
I wonder why it's they don't even have the recording. Because Sasha attended.
Yeah, and so he said he was checking with Sasha to see if she had any of the remaining records and the audio for that, which I would imagine that she does, but he did say they should have had that and that they just didn't, so.
Okay, so your recommendation is we just don't act on these minutes right now.
Yeah, we don't have enough information.
Yeah. Does that sound okay for you, Don?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, then the next would be the May 22nd minutes, which you were at the meeting, Mary.
Yes.
And do you have any comments about the minutes, Don? To me, they May 22nd.
No, I did go through them, and I didn't have any comments.
Yeah, they look good. So now, do we approve these, or do we? I guess we just approve them.
We approve them. Yeah, we will. Yeah.
For your purposes, and then they go through to the board.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm in favor of approving May 22nd.
Second.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we approve those minutes.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. So let's move on to the discussion items. We have five discussion items. So the first is standard review process of the interim general manager's timesheets and reimbursements.
Yes.
And Mary, maybe you can just, it all looks very clear to me, but maybe just you can walk us through this really quickly.
Okay. The standard review process for the GM timesheets and reimbursements is going to be that they're provided to the finance committee. We really didn't have it in writing as to how reimbursements would be handled, but it seemed the same process that the timesheets are handled would be the best process to follow. The timesheets, the timesheet process of providing them to the finance committee, we incorporated into policy 130 pay periods and timesheets. And so now that has been amended as of July 8th. So that's attached for reference. So what happens, what the standard process is, the general manager submits timesheets is paid through payroll on a regular process, which is going to be out of sync with board meetings and finance committee meetings. And so after the fact, the timesheets would be provided to the finance committee for review, not for any specific action. No official action is required. However, if there are any issues or concerns, the policy states they can be referred to the board for any further action. So I attached those along with the reimbursement. And you'll notice on, I started keeping track weekly hours per the agreement. We have weekly hours for the first month capped at 40 and then 30 following that without any additional approval to go beyond that. The second timesheet for period June 1st through 15th, my recap used an incorrect formula. So those 2 weeks down at the bottom, the 13th through 17th and May 18th through 24th, are incorrect. The next page is actually the correct total. So these are just summarizing. They're not related to payment. I mean, they're the hours that were paid, but these actually are incorrect. So these should read 29.75 and 37.5, which they do correctly on the next page. I have reprinted it, but it just didn't end up in the packet.
Got it.
And so then I try to provide enough detail without going overboard on the activities that occur. And then the expense reimbursement is listed at the very as the very last document. I'm happy to answer any questions.
So I have two questions. Okay. My first question is, I'm glad that you're getting paid. And what I was wondering is, does that come straight out of the checking account? Because we're not seeing it on the transmittal.
Yeah, so that one actually, they have it set up going straight through the checking account. So at the point where pretty soon I'll need to be doing a replenishment to that checking account, that's the point where you'll see it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's kind of what I got, but I just wanted to ask. Yeah. And then my second question was on the reimbursements. I was wondering if you missed one, because there was one meeting where I picked up the packet at FedEx on Saturday, and you had already paid for it because they asked me to pay for it. So I just want to make sure that you got reimbursed for everything, or maybe you found a way to take that out of the checking account. But do you remember that one? When I
remember a FedEx one, and I don't have the receipt for it because, I'll look for it.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure
that you got
everything.
Thank
how
you.
About you, Don? Do you have any questions or comments?
No, I think it's clear enough.
No. Yeah. I guess I had just one more question.
Sure.
Do you attend the Emergency Preparedness Committee meetings? It looked like there was one where you noted it.
Yeah. And I have assisted in kind of putting together the agenda. Of course, it comes from Director Padian, mostly complete with all of the items, but I'll help to put it onto the website and post it. I did attend one, and the next one, I had some conflict, so I attended part of the beginning.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay, do we need to take any particular action?
No, those are just for review, and it would just be action to potentially be referred to the Board of Directors if there's any concern.
I guess I do have one more question then for your expense reimbursements.
Yes.
Is the new accounting firm sort of handling all that then? Mm-hmm. Like, because I haven't seen any DocuSign to approve or anything like that. Are they on board now?
So she's just starting just today. She's had to get her own laptop up to date. So she's just starting to get into QuickBooks today. So they haven't been doing anything yet. So they will be starting.
Okay.
So all of the items I've just been approving, the ones that are within my realm under 5,000, and then bringing the transmittal to the board for approval.
Okay. Got it. All righty. Okay. Great. Okay. 4.2, the transmittal approval process. So I'll let you take that one too.
Okay. So this one, it's just kind of, there's no action required, just for information on kind of the flow of things. With the changes that were made in kind of how things were processed when RGS came in, having to do things more remotely, there are two district policies specifically that guide payment authorization, expense authorization, and policy 8 is the checking account. And I just listed the basic internal controls for commitment of funds greater than 5,000 goes to the board for approval, or it would be in conformance with prior action. They must be authorized within the budget and requires two signatures for checks, the manager and or directors on the finance committee. So in refining internal processes, I'm going to be incorporating additional payment mechanisms just for an internal administrative procedures manual. So it won't be anything that requires a policy update. It's going to be a document that's in accordance with the district policies. So it's mostly to, it's going along with my interim general manager expectations number 5 and number 13, which number 5 is the kind of payment process for bills and claims. And then 13 is the final one where I'll end up having prepared documentation, kind of an overview of processes and staffing and kind of where things are when the interim general manager position ends, when the permanent general manager comes on. So what I have started, and this is really just to show you what this is going to look like so you know that it's in progress. And so I've started the administrative procedures manual so that it's really well documented for someone coming in to see, you know, how things are paid, what kind of supporting documentation. This will also help us when we go into the audit because processes have changed a little bit. So auditors will want to see the documentation of that. So this will serve as the first piece of that supporting documentation, who would authorize it, who's authorized to do that and how they could do that. And so I've listed the options, which would be physical signatures, electronic via email are fine. We also use DocuSign, and then I made it flexible that it could be any newly identified format as approved by the general manager. Then I listed that the $5,000 less than what they would typically, what the payment mechanism would typically be by check, electronic check, bill payment, electronic funds transfer, debit card, authorized account transfer, just to show all the ways that the district can make payments that are authorized within policy. And the fact that the ones with $5,000 or more are approved by the board of directors prior to payment of. And then that's all I wanted to report on this one. It's just for information. To show you we're working on an administrative manual for internal processes so that it's really well documented for anyone coming in.
So I just had one question about it. Yeah. And it's in the paragraph about method or mechanism.
Okay.
So I think it's very clear for payments greater than 5,000. Sure. The procedure that at least has been rolled out to me since I've been on the board is that any check has to be signed by two people,
right?
Either the general manager or a finance committee member or any combination.
Right.
This says two authorization signatures are required and may be collected in accordance with those listed under authorization above. And I think that's for 5,000 or less. So does that mean that the fire chief could also authorize a payment or?
No, so I think I've got it included in my, let's see, where do I have it? Oh, I have it included in the background on my staff report, but it should also be under the authorization because there's two forms of authorization, which would be just authorization for an invoice, which might come through the fire chief if it were something fire related, But signatures on checks, I need to add that wording, because yes, you are correct. They are, as I put on the first page, signed by the manager and or directors on the finance committee, and two signatures. So yeah, I'll have to incorporate that part.
Yeah, okay. Because it did seem like we really need to fix this now that we're going to have different ways. I mean, I've encountered this in my professional life where we don't even have a checkbook. Yeah. So we had to take the spirit of all checks must be signed by two people. Right. And we had to put a process in place that fulfilled the spirit of that, even though we didn't have checks.
Yeah.
So it just struck me that we're probably going to need to go there too. With this body, now that we have other ways to make payments besides. Yeah. And Don, do you have any comments or questions about this one?
No, I think I'm fine.
Yeah,
I think. I mean, you asked the right questions.
Yeah, thanks. So thanks for getting all this squared away, Mary.
Sure.
It definitely needed to be done. Yeah. So it looks very clear. All right. Okay. Now we're getting to, we're moving along quite well here. do you mind if we took 4.4 before 4.3?
Yes.
So 4.3 and 4.5 could be public safety building items, maybe kind of together.
Makes sense.
Okay. So would you walk us through 4.4?
Yes. So this is just the initial planning part of the roles and responsibilities of the Finance Committee. At the last board meeting, President Stein reported that the roles and responsibilities of committees were on the horizon to kind of better define those and to ensure that we all know what the kind of the process is versus what is the role of the general manager. So I included just the policy handbook, policy 1140, which are committees of the board of directors, and it briefly speaks to the finance committee. And on the second page, it shows the board's standing finance committee shall be concerned with the financial management of the district, including preparation of annual budget and major expenditures. So as I'm looking to put together what those roles and responsibilities would be, it kind of listed just briefly what the typical roles and responsibilities of a finance committee are, based on my experience and research, which are primarily discussing financial matters and providing input on those, reviewing financial reports, budget, audit, and disbursements, evaluating recommended policy and procedure changes, and then reporting or referring back to the board of directors for actions. So it kind of facilitates some of the questions being asked and collecting more information prior to those items then being brought up to the board of directors for the official action. So the committee doesn't have the authority to take action for the board, but they work on the items with staff to provide any input, requests for additional information that they feel the rest of the board may want, and then it will go up to the board for action. So in preparing for this, as I said, this is just the beginning phase of it. I found a couple of maybe more fully developed policies from other agencies where they've kind of talked about what the role of the finance committee is, responsibility. So just to show you, I'll be putting a little bit more depth into it and incorporating it into a policy change eventually when we get there. I thought it was interesting. There's one, I think this is another fire, OSAC Metro Fire, perhaps. Is that the one? One of them I would not be suggesting, which they actually have the committee being responsible for taking action. And I wouldn't suggest that. I haven't had that as a typical committee responsibility. I was kind of surprised to see that. But they put a lot more depth into it. So I'll be working to put some into the policy update. But as I said, it's just kind of the brief starting point, and it's not done yet, but it should be done in the coming month or two.
Yeah, I noticed that too. That particular finance and audit committee, it says they have the ability to contractually bind the district.
Right.
Meant the district to pay for services, expenses. Yeah.
I wouldn't suggest that. I don't, I was kind of surprised to see that.
The one concept that I don't think that this board has employed ever is the idea of identifying an alternate.
Oh.
And I see that in the page 14 at the top.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah. And actually, I've had that in other agencies, so that would be a good one to incorporate.
Yeah. So do you,
I'm not looking for any action. If you have any other suggestions, just as the one that you saw that, struck you as something we might want to incorporate. If there's anything else that you think of, as I put it together, I'll be putting it back out for feedback. But this is just to kind of show you where I'm starting.
Uh-huh. I think one thing that we talked about is that with bringing a general manager on board, who's also the real CEO of the district, that it might mean that there's less for the finance committee to actually do.
Yes.
Which I don't think would bother us at all.
Right. Yes. Anything I can take off is great.
Any thoughts from you about this, Don?
Well, I think, you know, it's a sample. She's going through a setup. So I think we just wait and see how it evolves.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I feel like there's been, I think it's good to make it clear. Before you came on board, Mary, there were some remarks made at board meetings that one board member thought that the finance committee should have been, for example, monitoring like RGS's performance relative to the contract and how much money they were spending. But I didn't really see that as being under the responsibility of the finance committee, which I don't know how they would have even executed that. So I think fleshing this out is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for bringing it up. Does this mean that you'll be meeting with the other standing committee to kind of do something similar?
Yes. I haven't put that one together yet, but yes, I will be.
Okay, cool. All right then. So our next item is the RDC architecture invoices.
Yes.
So I'll let you introduce that one as well.
Sure. So this is kind of a follow-up to the discussion that we had at the Board of Directors meeting on the April and May RDC architecture invoices related to the building renovation. And there were concerns discussed on those invoices that the work should be rightly charged to the police protection district. And I went to the architect, talked with them, I got some more information, so I wanted to at least bring that to the finance committee to see if it addressed any of the questions that they were aware of, if it changed anything. I know I had reported that there was a shared space that they had worked on, and I misreported that because it was actually upstairs spaces and not some shared conference room, which was really for the police protection district, I believe. So I got information on what those invoices were for, and the discussions, kind of where the direction came from. And in talking with RDC, their response, or his response, was that they worked, and the invoice, much of the April, he said, was resulting from the police, fitting the police department downstairs, which he felt came from a combination of the design actually from the police district, and they have their own agreement that they're paying and that they build all four. And then the part where he got direction from the fire district, which would be maybe feedback from the fire chief or other board members on the subsequent redesigns of spaces. He mentioned shared space, garage, upstairs spaces. And then he said, his understanding was to build according to space. So I wanted to bring that back. He also annotated on the invoices what the actual work was for, related to see if that addressed any of the follow-up questions. And then following discussion here, I'll know what my additional action is, would be either to, you know, bring these up for board payment or to go back to the consultant and do a little bit more there. So I really brought these for discussion to see if they answered any questions. And then, like I said, I have my additional action I'll be taking.
I mean, I have quite a few thoughts on this, but I think I will let Don go first if you.
Well, Julie, you had said you thought they had mixed up and put some costs that should have gone, not gone to us. And I didn't hear Mary talk about any corrections.
Yeah, and I got no corrections when I spoke with RDC. His understanding was that he was billing based on spaces, design with spaces. So if it was something within the fire space, he was billing the fire district. And if it was something within the police space, he was billing that, other than the redesign in the beginning. So that's, I don't have any corrections from him at this point.
Okay.
As I say, after this discussion, I'll know if I need to request that.
I guess I'd like to know where he got that understanding. Because.
Okay. Go ahead. Explain what you mean by that understanding.
Well, I mean, it says in the staff report that RDC says the work covered by the invoices was directed by KFPD to work with the KPPCSD on the design of that space to see if it could fit downstairs. I mean, my last record of any contact with RDC was after they gave their public presentation in November to show the so-called option A fire only. Mm-hmm. Then they popped up again in the middle of March to tell us that they'd been working with the KPPCSD to fit them in the building. But we had no contact with them in between their commencing that assignment with the KPPCSD.
No.
So I don't know where they get this, that we directed them to work with them, that agency, to try to fit them downstairs. I mean, Mallory was super clear with us in September that his design ESR, I guess you call these,
right,
had run out.
Okay.
And we had actually asked him for a proposal for more design work to take us to the construction drawings, and he never gave us one.
Okay.
And at the same time, the KPPCSD proposal is really clear that the proposal that he gave.
Right.
I have it in front of me, January 10th. They will work with exploring new program options with the KPPCSD, and they budgeted for working with the fire department.
Yes.
So they never came back to ask us if that was going to be a joint, you know, a joint engagement. And okay. Also, you know, the KPPCSD was very clear that they were engaging them on their own.
Okay.
Yeah, we said hands off. We're not going to make any comments or worry about it at all. That's what we did.
Okay.
And you know, somebody said that Mallory said, well, he felt like, you know, this might not turn out to be a workable design, and why should KPPCSD have to pay for the whole thing? But in the KPPCSD staff report written by Chris Deppe, it says, while there is no guarantee this would result in a practical design,
mm-hmm.
feel it is worth the effort to see if there is a way to fit both departments in the public safety building. And fitting both departments means fitting fire.
Right.
And, you know, adding police space, reducing fire space. And how did that work? How's that going to work?
Yeah.
I think that was the intent of their engagement.
Okay.
And it also says in Chris's staff report, after some further discussion, it was suggested that if KPP-CSD were interested in such a design that fits fire and police, the district should pay the architect's costs.
Okay.
Yeah, so there isn't any billing problem. Is that right?
Okay.
I mean, I don't think so. You know, okay. Let me just say there may have been one or two little items in here. You know how Chief Pagoni, when he was consulted on the new upstairs,
mm-hmm.
he went back and raised some concerns about the decon room or something like that in the apparatus bay.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, he sort of did that on his own. We thought that was all done and settled. Oh. I suppose I could see KPP-CSD saying we shouldn't have to pay for that.
Well, they shouldn't have to.
Yeah, that I think that that's a rather minor.
I'm looking for it. It's in May?
Or? I think it was more toward the end. Let me see. Maybe it was April. I'm not real sure. I remember he said he thought the workshop was too small and the decon room was not big enough. Something like that.
I'm looking for. Is that the office and not reconfiguring the dining area?
I think it'd be more of May than April.
Yeah, we haven't, he's not spent almost any time on the kitchen. And I think what happened, this happens all the time, you probably see it too, is that the chief was the contact and he didn't keep his staff informed. So then you get all the way down to the end and then all of a sudden it's like, well, what's going on here? And we went through a little bit of that.
Okay.
May 4th, Mary. It's 4th. One of those little clouds.
Oh, and it's blocked. Okay, I see it now.
1 hour of decon room design. I could see that being outside of the scope. I mean, I think that what Chief Pagoni did ended up bringing it up since they were asking him about all the rest of it. But we would have thought.
Okay.
See, the thing about where we were last September was we sort of agreed that this was not a perfect final design.
Right.
But we also agreed not to spend any more money on design because we're still in the phase of trying to figure out is renovation feasible.
Yeah. Sure. Nothing big changed. So that was just fine. And there's still some stuff. At least the last time I saw the drawings where they still hadn't made some changes that I thought they would have. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm happy with this explanation.
Okay. So that gives me what I need then to go back to them and tell them that that's our only valid charge essentially.
I mean, unless there's something we're really missing but Mallory would have to show us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see how this ESR number 6, this is totally focused on meeting with the Department of the State Architect.
Right. And I think in looking at the new ESR and the way that they've provided us with a cost proposal, a very detailed cost proposal, I think it's much better and it'll be easier to tie those two together with when the invoices come in because they've been pretty descriptive. And perhaps back then
I would like to not see any more design changes until we decide if they want to be in the building or not. I would not waste any more time.
Yeah, and that's not the intent.
I think it makes sense. You know, if you move a wall or something, it you don't have to do that now.
Yeah, no. Okay. All right. Okay.
Good. Is that sufficient for 4.3?
Exactly. Perfect. Yep. Yeah.
Thank you.
Don, I think we can follow that last thought you raised as we move into 4.5.
Yes.
Financing components and arrangements on the public safety building renovation.
Right. So this one, it's also for information only with no action to show kind of, or to talk about where we are with going forward. I just was in contact with RDC and they're waiting for confirmation from the county on that evaluation, but they have it potentially scheduled for Monday or Tuesday of next week. And then MAC-5 is going to be working on the project cost estimate update. They'll need that for that purpose. And also I had a conversation with Bill Lindsay and we talked about all of this along with their need for the cost estimate and the allocation that would potentially be for the police production district. Yeah. So
can you keep after Mallory? Because yeah. he tends to kind of get lost.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I think he's got too much work or something, but he didn't do things for months at a time and then it wasn't quite done. So if you could just do that. I mean, he's a good guy. We like him.
So I was in contact with him this week and that's why I kind of asked him for an update. So he's got those meetings in progress to just waiting for confirmation from the county.
Yeah.
So the financial parts that we're kind of talking, so while they go and look at the county work and they talk about whether or not the, you know, elevators required, other items, I'm continuing conversations with Bill Lindsay to talk about how the funding would work for each agency and temporary space and then future lease. And some of those conversations we can't exactly have yet, but we can touch on them.
Yeah.
So as far as, yes.
Oh, I woke up one morning, you know, when you wake up and something says, the building is built into the hillside. So the ground floor is a big retaining wall. Okay. I mean, a really big retaining wall. And the retaining walls typically, you can see my hand, I guess, they come down and they have what's called a cantilever so that the pressure is here and that it's doing this, but the cantilever is absorbing all that energy.
Okay.
And so that would be along the back of the building. And I don't know if they've looked at that footing, because if it's 6 out there, 8 feet or so, they can't put an elevator there, because you need to have if it's down way underground, fine. If it's right underneath, it could be a problem. It's hydraulic, but you still have to have some depth.
Okay.
So I'm not knowing what I should have you do or inform you or just call them up and solve it. Now I'm giving it to today.
You can give it to me. How about that?
Yeah.
Just work it through me because I have conversations with them at various intervals. And so I can definitely check into that.
Yeah.
Is that an RDC question? Is that a question for Mallory?
It is, yeah. In other words, we have a set of existing drawings so they can look at the cross section and they can just see exactly how the building was built and they'll know in a flash if maybe they will, maybe they've done it. I just came to me, we hadn't ever talked about it. And what'll happen, it'll push the elevator way out and it'll be a real problem.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay.
Okay.
So in looking at the potential, you know, construction costs and that we know if it were to work with both agencies in the space, that there would be an allocation to the police production district. And in talking with Bill Lindsay, we spoke yesterday, the day before, they don't have available reserves for the full cost of the renovation. So we'd be looking at some potential financing options, which would either be in the form of some kind of a loan that we would do in pursuant to a formal loan agreement. We could do a lease payment that would incorporate a repayment from the allocated space. And then there could be some kind of a combination as well. So we're just starting those conversations and I'm gonna be putting together some options so that he can look at their budget to determine what their budget can weather as far as how much of a payment they would
make. So this goes back a ways, but and it's a board member that's now, they're gone. Nina, you probably have heard her name. But anyway, we talked about giving them a grant because we are pretty well in shape. And so I wouldn't bring that up, but if worse came to worse, I think it's something that we could look at. I don't know. I mean, we have to get three votes so we can let them in the building. But so some people like Dennis would not ever go for that. So, but it might be that we can get three votes.
Sure.
So I think it's in your back pocket and then see where they are.
Sure. And what I'm going to be putting together is kind of a list of all of the options and, you know, putting enough work into it so that we get to, you know, if it comes back, the space would work. And if somehow it's approved by both boards, that what that financing could look like. So it's not any kind of a guarantee. It's just so that we know this is how it could be afforded by that agency if it were to occur.
So anyway, there's sort of two parts of the cost on this. One is the hard cost, that's the construction, and then soft costs, you know, and that is going to be a fair amount. I mean, the architectural fee is going to be probably 15% or so. I mean, new buildings, 10%. Remodelings, you don't know, but it's going to be probably at least, 15%. And so that will have to get figured in there.
Yeah. So we'll get that all put together so that they know what the full cost.
If you ask Benil, he'll give you a ballpark number.
Yeah.
If so you want, because we have to pay fees, some other things that we have to pay in addition to just the construction.
Yeah. So when he and I talked yesterday, I told him I needed to be able to provide the police protection district with what would, be their estimated share. Could change, obviously, but so that they know the magnitude of that cost.
So if I can, well, since it's getting time, maybe with this, the construction cost is, inflation is about 10%. So it's running far above, just normal sort of inflation.
Yeah,
which is maybe, I don't even know what the national is, but anyway, so that adds up pretty quickly. And there'll be, if we do the construction drawings in 6 months, for example, that's sort of reasonable number, it could, that 10%, it may have kicked up the cost 5%.
Right.
When you bid the job or when the contractor bids it, they figure the cost halfway through construction. In other words, they're buying cheaper and then they're at the end, they have higher costs.
Sure.
So the construction, anyway, so you're going to have, when it comes to making a contract for this and what does it cost, there's some, and if you looked at that, but we probably would be 5% in over 6 months, so we'd know that.
Okay.
And then I think it should be based on when the building is done, because that we don't know that yet.
Right.
And I don't know, in this world we live in, I don't know where construction is right now.
Yeah.
And Benil will have, he thinks things will maybe be a little better next year, but it's worth talking to him on a regular basis when you get into this sort of thing. And he may say there's a trend doing this or that.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Sure, thank you.
I have a couple things.
Sure.
First of all, I want to ask you, Mary and I, when we were talking about something else that we had to talk about earlier in the week, I mentioned the words of the police chief, Walt Schult, at their meeting the night after ours, where he said that the design is extremely problematic, used the word unworkable. he made it kind of sound like they would have to start from scratch. And that scared me a bit, especially because I didn't know, does it mean that they think they need space upstairs again? Or is this going to add another whole iterative process? Engagement for them with Mallory? Did you get any sense about that?
Well, I think they have the space they can get. I mean, we're going, we both have about the same amount of space after this remodel as we have now. So no one's come out making like a bandit and everybody's unhappy about it. So that's fixed for them. If they rearrange the furniture and the walls, it's not going to affect the cost at all. It's not worth even thinking about. Right. And that's why I think I wouldn't bother trying to keep up, because I think now they had a temporary chief. Now they have someone else. And, you know, in the public realm, I mean, I've seen doing public work, someone is working on it, then they go away and someone else comes in and they get all up about what a lousy job this guy did before me. So I'm not going to worry about it at all. It's not worried. If they want more space, it's not there.
Well, I guess I just wondered how close to the verge of, I mean, does Walt Schild think that the whole project is just not, he doesn't think they can be there? Or is it like Don said, we need to move walls and tables and doors and...
Yeah, and so when I spoke with Bill this week, we did discuss that. And he said it's more of moving things around. So that's my understanding. It's not trying to expand space. I mean, I'm sure he probably wants more space.
Bill, I think, probably knows the parameters that we've got to work with.
It's moving things around, which as long as we don't disturb space that the county says maybe we can't for whatever access purposes, it won't be an issue to move things around because these are still conceptual designs. They're not construction designs. So Bill wasn't concerned.
Yeah. Think of them as a tenant and we're the landlord. And so in that tenant space, they can do whatever they want and we're not going to worry about it. I mean, we might have to talk about ducting or something like that, but I think they can do what they want. They have to pay for it.
Right.
And I think, well, the other thing is pretty obvious is they can't wait and decide this 4 months down the road.
Correct. And we did talk about the fact that there will be a decision point that we'll be putting together as part of the talks between Bill and I about what kind of financing there could be. And then whatever point the decision comes back from the county, so we even know. And then at what point they'd need to really decide whether it was something that they wanted to participate in, along with our board even deciding that they wanted it. So a lot of things in play. But they will have parameters as to when they have to make that decision.
I do think they've had 4 years to do nothing. So I think it is a good tool to go ahead and just have, you know, it's time to decide.
Sure.
Well, I don't think Bill wants to watch this thing for another 4 years while they figure out what they're going to do.
I think he's going to have to be pretty assertive about it. I mean, I sort of watched the way the whole police car thing went awry. Don, they had approved a budget for 5 police cars. Then when the agenda item came up to approve the lease agreement for 5 police cars, they said, why do we need 5 police cars? And why don't we get electric bicycles? And, you know, it was like, wait, you just approved a budget for 5 police cars. So we just can't suffer that kind of flip-flopping.
And they don't, the parking is a problem. So I don't know what they're going to do with them. And then the neighbors don't want cop cars all over the place because parking is really hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw something out there, Mary. Since we're a standing committee, I haven't mentioned this to you before.
Okay.
But, you know, the 2x2 committee, you know, we rescinded the 2x2 committee because they wouldn't meet with us.
Right.
But I wonder if you might consider a tool at your disposal to have a joint finance committee meeting between our finance committee and their finance committee, and obviously the two general managers. Could be a constructive way. Of course, we really need Don. Really, really need Don because he's got the...
I'm wavering on whether to run again.
Really need Don. But, you know, rather than maybe a joint finance committee meeting or trying to do something like Mallory keeps talking about this steering committee, which there really isn't one.
Right.
But a joint finance committee meeting might be a constructive tool to move the financing part ahead.
It could be dangerous, but who are the board members?
Well, it's the same. It's Chris and Rochelle, and then they have members of the public on their finance committee. Sure. So, it could be dangerous, I agree, or it could be productive. I understand that their finance committee has been exhibiting some anxiety that they're not doing any planning for the temporary facility for police if they have to move out. Budget planning.
But they're going to have to move out when we build, whether they're part of the remodel or not.
Yeah, they're aware of that.
And I really would like to see us get the contract signed pretty soon. I mean, there's not too much to decide. It's yes or no. And then it's massaging to see that they can afford to pay for this. And I think that that's what you and Bill are doing. But anyway, okay.
Yeah.
We do have a hand up from the public also, but were you going to say something, Mary, before I go to the public?
I think that's a great suggestion. As he and I work through and kind of develop what some options are, I think bringing it through finance committees and even joint finance committee would be a great idea.
Because we can talk about timing and construction and why does it cost so much and all that stuff too. And I probably can do it if you think Mac 5 should come. They could do it, but they're just churning out numbers. They're not going to make programmatic changes.
Sure.
Okay. And I guess that Bill Lindsay hasn't tried to engage MAC-5. He had, Manil had said that at one point they were going to do some cost estimating work for them, but I haven't heard any discussion of that moving forward.
Well, that's why I finally decided that, and I know you knew about it and you hadn't done anything, so I thought, well, I just get this thing going because the information should be there.
The
other thing is, since we're the landlord, we'll do the measuring. We don't really want the tenant to go in and measure it and say, here's what it is. So we'll do that, and we'll just use regular commercial sort of ways of calculating areas.
Sure.
Not very hard, but you can't argue about it because it's what everybody does.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to call on our member of the public, Cyrus, and I'm sorry, Cyrus, for all the other agenda items. I didn't ask for public comment. So if you have public comment on this or anything else we talked about, please feel free. I'm going to allow you to talk. You should be.
No worries. I guess since I have ability to ask about other agenda items, I just want to quickly clarify, what was the final decision or note on like the billing, the RDC billing? Was that determined it was all fire board authorized, or was it actually somehow weirdly police board related?
So it was determined that there's probably only about one item in there that is applicable to the fire district as far as the agreement had gone and the direction had gone. So I'll be going back to RDC to talk about that.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to clarify that. So I thought I heard that right. Second point was just more really a comment that has been sort of building since Don had brought the idea of the joint office space. I just sort of, since you guys are at the point of discussing finances, I just sort of want to acknowledge and thank Director Dahmer for all his effort in this project so far. I believe I'm being very accurate in saying that you have been essentially invaluable to this project, Don, to the PSB project. And I honestly don't think we have gotten this far without you, because you understand.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to do it. You know, I really wanted to, but it has stretched out where I'm, okay.
And I completely empathize with you on that too, well, having watched this process. But I just wanted to indicate that it doesn't go unnoticed how much you've driven this project and made it happen.
It's the worst project I've ever worked on. It's just impossible.
It's a case in California.
Yeah. So you brought up the a temporary place, an office space. It really funny, but when I first went to look at it, it was absolutely packed to the ceiling with toilet paper. So it's now the used. Well, the the grocery store is owned by Koreans. And for some reason, they had this connection with toilet paper. And I don't know where it got manufactured, but they had these two huge 40-foot long containers. So it, now you can go look at it, Mary, if you want to look. So his question is, could both of them fit in? And I think if we worked with workstations, there are no offices, there would be a meeting room. I think we could pack them in. And because I would imagine we'll never get everybody that's sort of on the payroll to be there at the same time. So I think they could have, you know, you can have a decent workstation that's 7x7 or some 8x8 or something. I mean, that's sort of standard. So I think we could make that work. And there's some things have changed in that furniture business where they now have benches where you have basically a wide table and people sit on either side. And so I think we could make it work.
Yeah, so Bill, what are you talking
about? It's still out there because the park is so bad. And so we should talk about that and tie it up if we're going to do it, because there's no other space in town.
Well, yeah, I just want to emphasize again, like, you know, the acknowledgement for all the hard work that's gone, that you've put into this project, and it doesn't go unnoticed.
Well, and particularly, I feel like we've made so much progress in the last year and a half.
We have, yeah.
You know, we've taken a very structured approach, and we've just been marching steadily along. But you wrote the plan, Don. You wrote the plan for the approach. So.
I thought it would be quicker, but anyway, it is where it is.
Yeah. So... thank you, Cyrus. Anything else from you?
That was all I had.
Okay. So, do we need to come to any conclusions here on this agenda item, or?
It's just kind of reporting where it is to let you know that progress is continuing as the county evaluation is taking place. That we're talking about the financing part, so that'll be coming forward probably at a next board meeting.
So did you say that Mallory is trying to get his actual meeting with the county set up? Yes. Like they don't have a time yet, but
he said they were waiting on confirmation, I believe, from the county, but they had tried for Monday or Tuesday. So I'm not sure if that was a couple of days ago. So I don't know if they got that yet, but he's working on it. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I think we'd get that done with. It would just be so much better.
Yeah.
All right. Did you want to add anything else, Don, about this?
It's a really good meeting for you, time-wise.
Oh, yeah, we're really well.
You're really marching us along.
Okay. Well, that's we have Mary's excellent organization to thank for that.
We both needed it.
That's good. Well, I try.
Well, on item number 5, future agenda items, maybe what I have is related to that, but I guess it's kind of on that topic, maybe 2 points, okay. Actually. Number 1 is, I think it's on our board calendar, and then past practice has been that another iteration of the budget gets presented to the finance committee before the September meeting.
Right.
So were you planning on a finance committee meeting to go through that kind of iteration?
Yeah, I was thinking near the end of August or early September, 1st of September, before that meeting.
And I was wondering, I guess this came up maybe a little bit with Chief Pagoni in public, but definitely at the March Finance Committee meeting. You know, there was that big increase in the cost of the El Cerrito contract last year. It was like $300,000+. Okay. I know that not all of that was predicted, but he did make a comment that after we had approved our budget in June, El Cerrito approved their budget in July, and a chunk of that budget increase was actually approved in July, but for fire. But they didn't actually come back to us and tell us about that before we approved our budget in September.
Okay.
And I kind of feel like it would, well, the contract actually requires it.
Yeah.
But I feel like as a, you know, good faith also, if they have a budget process that's taking place right now, I think they should update us before we pass our budget in September. So yeah, we can
build that. I think Mary, you should go to the city manager. Yeah. And I can tell you that the city manager they have now is probably as busy as they should ever be since they're in such a hole. But right. I think the prior city manager was a little more approachable, kind of checked in, came to the meetings to talk about the budgets and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so I think if it's contract and that kind of stuff, I wouldn't go to the chief.
Good point.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. And it'd be good for you to have a conversation with her anyway. So
yes.
She didn't really like talking to us.
Well, as we wanted her to agree to something and she just wouldn't do it. And we didn't give up, but we didn't win either.
Well, it was just that our board handled the negotiations because we didn't have anyone else to handle it. And she thought that management should be talking to management, which is probably the correct concept. But, you know, we just had the shared district manager. So that
Brenda
was in a conflicted
position.
We're real business now. We got by pretty thinly before.
Yeah.
So you're doing a great job, Mary. Needed to happen.
Thank you very much. Good to hear.
The thing I want to mention for a future agenda item, particularly if you see a meeting on the horizon, I suppose in the same way that we kind of went through the RGS, the uncertainty, you know, what are the next steps with them? I suppose I said RDC. I said RGS, I meant RDC, but now I'm going back to RGS just to say that as we progress with finalizing our outstanding issues with RGS, I suppose you could also use the Finance Committee
to
as a sounding board on that, the way you did today with RDC was what I was trying to say. I didn't say it very well.
That's okay, I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems pretty good. So I guess it's not really related to Finance Committee, but we have to decide if we're going to have a board meeting in August.
So we'll need to have the transmittal approved because we'll have to make our monthly payments.
Yeah.
Let's see, what would the date typically be?
And then also, if we want to bring any of this financing discussion back to the board, I think it's good to keep it moving.
Yeah, I think if we can get something of a deal going here, that we'll have to approve it.
Yeah. So, I looked. I didn't see where that was necessarily. It wasn't in policy, not having a meeting. I guess it's maybe just practice.
That was my sense of it.
Yeah.
We had a meeting last year, and surprisingly, the full board attended, and nobody complained.
Yeah.
It helped us keep things moving.
Okay. Yeah.
And it could be floating. I mean, we could have a special meeting if the timing was better.
Yeah. I'm fine with checking that out. So I'll check in with the board to find out.
So we've got the end of the year, right? Tax business, you know, state report. That comes, or the auditor, do we have a different, we have the same auditor, right?
Yes, we, prior to my coming on, that agreement was extended for the year. So they haven't gotten in touch with me as to an audit date yet, but that'll be coming up in the next month or two.
Yeah, so we'll have to, we approve that in September, I think.
Yeah, as long as they're ready in September, yeah.
Okay.
It's required to be complete within 6 months of the end of the fiscal year, but we'll try to get it done as fast as we can. We have a little bit of cleanup to do, so.
I bet you do, really.
A little bit.
Yeah. I have some expenses to submit also, so I'm sure you'd like to see those as soon as possible. Okay. Great. Well, I agree with Don. Mary, I think you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I really know, you know, I know there's just a lot going on that is just behind the scenes that you're just working on that's not necessarily on our radar screen.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things that come up that just kind of take sidetrack me, but yeah, it's coming along.
Cool. All right then, are we good? Does anyone have anything else?
I have nothing else.
All right, how about you, Don?
I'm done, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Good meeting.
The public, are you good? Don't see.
All good.
Okay. All right then, it is 3:07 p.m. and our meeting is adjourned.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thanks to everybody.
Great afternoon.
You too. Okay.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.